is the Florida Roundup on WLRN. I'm Tom Hudson. Thanks for listening this week.
Zika were the name of a hurricane instead of the name of a virus, we would be taking it as seriously as we should be taking it now.
That's Democrat Ted Deutch. He represents parts of Broward and Palm Beach counties in Congress. He's hopeful the Congress will act on Zika funding when it returns from its summer recess in September. In the meantime, the number of people getting Zika without traveling outside the country continues climbing this week and may now include two cases in Miami Beach. Officially, the Florida Department of Health has not confirmed the infections there, but according to our partner, the Miami Herald, the Miami Beach city manager wrote in an email to commissioners this week saying two cases have been linked to the beach. Here's the beach mayor, Philip Levine, Thursday night.
They say that there's a potential possibility that there could be a link with those two cases to Miami Beach, but nothing, and I repeat, nothing has been confirmed from the Florida Department of Health, by the CDC, or by the county.
And as we're live on air here this Friday afternoon, Governor Scott and his public health team are in Miami. He is anticipated to take a tour of Wynwood in the Zika zone later on this afternoon. So Zika is where we begin the Florida Roundup again this week. Have you been tested? Parents, are you taking special precautions as school has begun in some parts of South Florida and will begin in Miami-Dade and Broward next week? And what's new in the effort to find it and stop it? Let us know. Get them lined up here on the phone at 800-743-WLRN, 800-743-9576. Look for us on Facebook. Send us a tweet at WLRN is our handle. Sammy Mack watches all things health for us here at WLRN. Joy Fletches covers Miami Beach for our partner, the Miami Herald. Joy, let's begin on the beach. Your publication reported on these two cases in Miami Beach. The Department of Health so far here has not confirmed those cases. What do we know about these cases?
Well, the city manager confirmed in an email yesterday morning that there are two cases being investigated by the Department of Health that are linked to Miami Beach. One that we believe was a tourist visited the city, and the other a resident who might work in the beach. That's information that through our sources we found out that was communicated over a series of phone calls with between health officials and local agencies yesterday morning.
And how long do we suspect these cases have been going on? How far away were these infections reported?
Our understanding is that that the tourist was here 2 weeks ago, and that was reported at some point during the last couple of weeks.
Presumably, was transmitted the Zika virus while here.
That's what we understand. I mean, it's an interesting because yesterday the governor later on confirmed without being specific that there are two additional Miami-Dade cases of mosquito-transmitted Zika. That's something that the city didn't want to say.
Mm-hmm.
Right now we're kind of in this situation where the messaging from City Hall, from the governor's office, from the Department of Health is not completely lining up cleanly. It leaves not just journalists but people who are trying to find out what's going on rather confused.
Sammy Mack, you've been following this for the better part of a month now, if not longer, and one of the messages that we've received from Congress people and from public health people, from local government officials, has been communication is key here. To Joey's point, what is the communication that we've had over the past 36 hours, as a matter of fact, from public health officials about these two new cases in Miami Beach, or two new reported cases in Miami Beach?
Limited. It has been extremely limited. So yesterday, Joey and the Herald released this article on the Herald's website around 2:15, mm-hmm. and then a couple hours later, we get a press release from the governor before DOH. Before Department of Health, at about 4:45, where he announces that he is going to be, getting together businesses and working with them on Zika prevention and putting together coalitions. And, oh, by the way, we have two new confirmed cases. So the governor's office actually announced two new confirmed cases in Miami-Dade County before the Department of Health did.
And the Department of Health had been sending out daily emails around 2:30, 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
They promised them around 2. They have not been coming in around 2. They've been coming in a couple hours later.
And
however,
that has been
yesterday,
that daily tally of locally transmitted cases, total number of travel cases, and number of pregnant women that are being watched with the virus.
And sure enough, they send it out yesterday, but they send it out after business hours, which is something that we've seen happen before on really big news days like yesterday was. They sent it a little after 5 p.m. and we called. We tried to talk to them about this. We left a message with them. I still haven't heard back. We've sent them emails. And there's been no word. And the lack of communication makes it really hard to parse what is happening and why there is such disagreement between different levels of public officials.
So let's put it to the audience. Have you been confused by the messaging from public health officials, from publicly elected officials about Zika? They have been consistent in saying communication is key in trying to battle this disease before it gets out of hand. 800-743-9576. Beyond drain and cover, what are you learning? What are you not hearing from public health officials and elected officials regarding Zika and the threat of Zika? 800-743-9576. Joey Fletcher with our partner, the Miami Herald. Why the reluctance to discuss specific locations of cases? We know the Zika zone in Wynwood, it's been reported it's confined to about a 500-foot area, really, of hyper-concentration of where they think these bugs are. But so far, no Zika mosquitoes have been found. It's just been found in now 35 individuals in Miami-Dade County.
We think that some of the reticence stems from a worry that this is going to affect business. When the zone was laid over Wynwood, we've reported, many outlets have gone in there and reported that businesses have been hurt. Fewer people have been going there. As expected, there's a travel advisory. And that travel advisory carries a lot of weight. We suspect, this is our analysis, is that there might be some conversation about whether or not they want to issue an advisory or want to, encourage people to not go to Miami Beach, mm-hmm. particularly because Miami Beach is a huge engine economically for our tourism industry in South Florida. There's a $24 billion industry at stake here from some people's perspective. 7 million tourists went to Miami Beach in 2015. We suspect there's conversations happening about not making, doing that.
And Sammy, there's a lot of active science here going on as well. And the incubation period and the testing window, we know that the great majority of people who have Zika don't present any symptoms for
only
Zika.
Only 1 in 5.
But of course, the significant threat of Zika is to pregnant women and women planning to become pregnant. How is this balance being articulated between the public health need for information and geographic specificity in terms of where some of these cases have been contracted or where the cases of positive Zika viruses live and work versus, as Joey points out, perhaps some of the economic considerations that folks have?
It's not being articulated at all. We have not heard anybody come out and say that they are weighing these decisions, even though in all reality, they likely are. And there are consequences on both sides of this. That said, you look at very recent and ongoing history of something like the lead water crisis in Flint, Michigan. Mm-hmm. And I can't imagine that anybody wants to be on the wrong side of that timeline if it turns out that, in fact, public officials knew that this was being transmitted and held that information for a while. So I'll be real curious to see what the governor says today, what the CDC says in the next few days.
As we mentioned, Governor Scott is in Miami as we're live here on Friday afternoon on WLRN for the Florida Roundup. Joy Fletcher, what is the governor doing here? He had been anticipated, I believe, to be on the Gulf Coast today talking about new jobs numbers, but instead had a schedule change at the last moment.
We can only hope that he's going to bring some clarity to this situation about Zika here in Miami and Miami Beach. The title of the media advisory said, talking about Zika preparedness, which is the tone that he took when he spoke, when he released his information yesterday. He was going to help businesses. He was going to provide funding for spraying. But we really hope that he speaks to what cases are confirmed and where.
The governor's message yesterday, at least with the statement that was released after your reporting regarding the two cases of Zika that have been identified in Miami Beach, the governor's response and statement focused on the economics of Zika and talked about the state offering, quote, mosquito abatement consultation services, end quote, to hotels, restaurants, and attractions in Miami-Dade County. In other words, the tourist industry, the hospitality industry. It did not really go into any further depth regarding public health access and access, Sammy, to tests that he has previously pledged will be available to women in certainly pregnant women in Florida.
Right. So a couple of weeks ago, we did hear that he was going to make these tests available, that they are prioritizing pregnant women, that the guidelines for who could get a test for free through the health department were widening to all pregnant women, not just women who had traveled to areas outside the U.S. But since then, there really has not been conversation from that office about the public health implications. And so when you see these press releases that are business, oh yeah, we have two new cases, mm-hmm. it is the closest indication that we have as to how they are thinking about this and trying to frame it.
Joey Fletches with Miami Beach, you uncovered these two cases in Miami Beach via a internal email that was publicly available from the city manager. What about discussion in City Hall in Miami Beach in terms of its interaction with the Department of Health or its interaction with county authorities regarding mosquito abatement?
Well, the administration has communicated that they feel like the message was clearer in the morning than it was in the afternoon, and so it was confusing. Then again, the mayor flew in from New York late last night to give his statement to reporters, and he, when questioned about whether he trusted the information from the Department of Health and from the governor, he said he felt comfortable with them. They were being extra cautious, and everyone was cooperating. So it's at best inconsistent, in our opinion.
Is this report of two cases in Miami Beach, does this constitute an outbreak?
I'm not sure if that's the official scientific designation. I can tell you that according to CDC guidelines, two cases in an area certainly would be enough to kickstart a chain of events that would lead to an area of interest that you would be, you know, sending your epidemiologists and health workers into to start doing those investigations for sure.
Enjoy the city, after your reporting, also acknowledged that it was sending out mosquito investigators.
Yeah, they have ramped up their efforts. I was out there just this morning with them to send out sanitation workers, code compliance workers, to find standing water, eliminate it, issue violations, citations to people who have standing water on private property. They're trying to be super proactive. They realize that people, whether you know there's confirmation or not, people are upset about this, and
yeah.
They want to deal with it.
Any spraying planned or fogging planned?
My understanding is the county is going in and doing targeted spraying. And they have been doing that as people complain. People can call in and say, look, I have an infestation. There's a lot of mosquitoes in my area. So they go and do that. There's no comprehensive plan as of right now that I know of.
Sammy Mack, last week shared the great news with us that you are expecting yourself. And, of course, here at WLRN, you work just blocks away from the Zika zone. And a week ago, you had been waiting for your Zika kit from the Department of Health. Have you received it?
I have. So wouldn't you know, after a couple of weeks of showing up at the health department and making phone calls, last Friday, after I talked about it on the show, I got a phone call at 6 p.m. and was told that I could pick up my kit on Monday.
What's
which
in the
I
kit?
Did this Monday. Inside the kit, there is a can of DEET. So that's the bug repellent that you can put on your skin and on your clothes. There's a can of permethrin, which is the stuff that actually kills mosquitoes. You don't want to put it directly on your skin. There are condoms, because one of the modes of transmission is sexual transmission, sexual contact. And there are these things called mosquito dunks. They're these little wafers made up of BTI, which is one of the things that they're using to go after mosquito larvae.
BTI is the bacteria that targets the
mosquito larva. It kills the larva.
Right. Mosquito eggs, essentially. Yeah.
It's
not the chemical.
It is not a chemical. It is actually a bacteria.
So I just want to interrupt. According to the governor, who is speaking right now, five local transmissions in Miami Beach. So as soon as we can get some more information regarding
that.
Why didn't they tell us that yesterday?
We'll have to find out, certainly. I can imagine those are questions being asked of the governor and the Department of Health right now as they are appearing here in Miami. Let's go to the calls real quick. Let's begin with Sid in Wynwood. Sid, go ahead. Welcome to the Florida Roundup.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Good. I've been a Wynwood resident for 15 years, and we've gone through all sorts of changes, but I've seen the impact of this ground zero publicity thing or this ground zero statement, it's been a horrible impact on the economy of many, many businesses in Wynwood. Now, what can the mayor or the public relations people do to reverse this trend? Because it's drastically affected the businesses.
Let me put that right back to you, Sid, as both the resident in Wynwood. How do you find this balance between clearly impacting the business of your neighborhood, but also the information that you need as a resident for your own public health and public safety? Are you getting it?
Well, I'm getting the information, but it's conflicting because there's the side about the aerial spraying and that kind of ineffectiveness. It's a shotgun effect, and it doesn't really do anything, and it might even be toxic to humans, versus going in on the ground and you know, step by step going into certain areas and just spraying for the mosquitoes properly. The other point is that I'm just seeing that the streets are kind of empty nowadays, and it's a shame. It doesn't affect my business, but all the industries, the restaurants and all those things, the streets are empty at night.
Sid, checking in from Wynwood, we appreciate your perception there and your observation, Sid. This is, again, that balance between the economic impact of this the potential public health crisis and, of course, the public health impact as well. Governor Scott is appearing in Miami-Dade County as we're live here on Friday afternoon on WLRN for the Florida Roundup, discussing Zika in Miami-Dade County with the total local number of locally transmitted cases, now 36 of those cases, and 5 cases in Miami Beach. Joy Fletches, I know you're working your contacts right now as we speak. Sammy, you're doing much the same. What's your initial reaction of this? You reported, Joy, about 20 hours ago that it was 2 cases under investigation in Miami Beach.
Honestly, my reaction is that their communication that is coming, is flowing from state agency on this has been atrocious, really. I mean, because if we reported on 2 cases yesterday, which, you know, government officials really waffled on. They tried to couch it however they felt would be best, I believe, for business. And
officially, outside of the internal communication for Miami Beach commissioners from the city manager, from the state, the statement was these cases were outside the Zika zone in Wynwood. They didn't specify specifically where within Miami-Dade County, other than they weren't within the square mile in Wynwood.
Correct. And look, we just talked about how what defines a zone, right? What happened in Wynwood was you had at least two people who were in close proximity who had mosquito transmission and were not related, not of the same household, and within 1 month. That's what triggers the ability to designate a zone. Here, the governor is telling us that there are 5. So if that information, I mean, it's astounding to me that level of information, or at least that they were looking into something like this, wouldn't be available yesterday. It creates, I think, among the public some distrust and confusion.
Absolutely. I mean, this is an atrocious example of health communications. And I'm not just saying that as a reporter. I am also somebody, I have a master's degree in public health, specifically in health communications. And I can tell you right now that if I were to present this case study to any of my former professors and colleagues, that this would not be a great example of what to do. And it's really frustrating, too, because they have an opportunity to do a lot of good, to get in front of this, to be open and transparent about it, to get buy-in from the community, to do what they can to help fix these things in the absence of all of the resources that they need while we're waiting on Congress. You can see some good examples of what went right with the dengue outbreak in Key West a few years ago. And not everything about that response was absolutely perfect, but certainly Florida could have learned some lessons from that, and Miami-Dade could learn some lessons from that. And the fact that yesterday they acted as if none of this was real or happening, and then suddenly today come out with announcing these 5 cases, I mean, it raises all sorts of questions.
Even if they just said that, even if they just said we have reason to believe that there might be more cases in Miami, we're looking into it. I mean, there are ways to tell people that you're trying to do your best to protect the public health, and it didn't feel that way. It felt like they were just trying to make sure people came to Miami Beach because it was still open for business.
It's so hard not to be cynical right now. Yeah. It is so hard not to be cynical about this right now. And all of the questions that we have, perhaps there are good answers for why they did the things that they did, but they're not talking to us about it.
We are learning some more information again as the public health officials continue releasing some information as we're live on this Friday afternoon on the Florida Roundup here on WLRN. This new location of Zika concentration is a 1.5 mile zone on Miami Beach between 8th and 28th Streets on the beach, almost the heart, really the heart of South Beach, certainly, including the Lincoln Road area. If we have the east and west parameters, if it goes the entire island, to our production staff, please let me know. But between 8th Street on the south and 28th Street on the north in Miami Beach is this new area of a Zika zone. And Joy, it goes certainly to those economic concerns that tourism officials have been voicing here. We just heard from Sid in Wynwood talking about how business has slowed down there. We've seen some of the data in terms of the headcount and the foot traffic that has slowed down there. And here we are right really at the heart of the economic engine that is South Beach.
I was there a couple of weeks ago when everyone was focusing on Wynwood when that zone was first announced. I spent some time in Wynwood, actually, and then I went out to Lincoln Road in South Beach to talk to people who were tourists, who were visiting, and about their opinion, about what they thought about the way that the local agencies were handling the current Zika outbreak and whether they were fearful that, they were on South Beach. And the general consensus was, we're not too worried, we're taking our precautions, it's not here yet. So we're not too worried. And even people from out of town that I had gotten in contact with were saying, we're not planning on canceling any plans. Miami Beach, is taken care of right now. This might change the conversation, and for better, for worse, people need to know. People need to know. I mean, it's something that needs to be clearly communicated for the sake of the tourists, for the sake of people who live here.
So we are just learning some more details about the latest Zika information being related to us from Governor Scott, who is visiting South Florida in Miami as we speak here on this Friday afternoon on the Florida Roundup. 36, now 36 locally transmitted Zika cases in Miami-Dade County. The Department of Health and the Governor's Office talking about 5 cases in Miami Beach. And a area of Zika focus of Zika concentration on Miami Beach is a 1.5 mile square area from 8th Street on the south to 28th Street on the north, right in the heart of South Beach and the economic engine that is the hospitality industry in South Florida. Sammy Mack and Joy Fletcher along with us. I'm Tom Hudson here on the Florida Roundup. Sammy, your initial thoughts here on now what is 5 cases in Miami Beach. We don't know if those folks are still in Miami Beach, certainly. Maybe there were tourists that have been tested since then. What questions do you have?
Immediately, I would want to know who knew what when. I want to know...
Which is always the journalist question, right?
Right.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
I want to know exactly what they're doing now for that prevention. I want to know... how they are going to be addressing the businesses in that area, because we know from the Wynwood example that this is going to have some serious ramifications. And I want to know why they didn't acknowledge it yesterday when they had the opportunity to.
Yeah, I'd also add in there the question about the public works response here. Is there going to be additional fogging? Is there going to be some of the aerial spraying that we saw?
I can
in
only
Wynwood?
Imagine. I know that the city actually asked the county for. They told me they asked the county for aerial spraying a couple of weeks ago as an extreme
precaution. Oh.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's there are folks in City Hall who definitely care about what this is, and this is a layer of government issue, right? So they're only given certain information, and they give us that information, but they did ask for spraying. It was deemed aerial spraying. It was deemed not necessary for that particular area because they were focusing on Wynwood, mm-hmm. but I can only imagine they'll make that request again now. We'll see.
We have got a lot more questions, and we'll have as many answers as we can throughout the afternoon here on the radio and online at WLRN and with our partner, the Miami Herald. Joy Fletcher's covering Miami Beach for our partner, the Herald. Sammy Mack watching all things Zika and health as well for us here at WLRN. Thanks to both of you for joining us on the Florida Roundup.
Gladly.
Thank you.
Still to come, there is an election going on right now. Have you voted yet? Let us know. 800-743-9576. Primaries for the U.S. Senate, congressional races, and the fight to be Miami-Dade's next mayor. Politics is next.